You know, language is a complicated world, especially when we're trying to understand how language differs when someone's telling the truth versus lying. Now, one thing that is common is that when people tell the truth, they tend to use the words like I, me, and my at higher rates than when they're lying, except under one circumstance. And this circumstance is one that was first studied by philosophers, and specifically a guy by the name of John Austin. Austin studied something called performatives. An example of this would be, I want you to know I'm holding a shovel. Now, in reality, this is not a shovel. Nevertheless, what I just said, is it true or not? I want you to know I'm holding a shovel. In a weird kind of way, that's true. Why? Because the first part of that sentence, I want you to know, is true. I do really want you to know I'm holding a shovel. Now, I'm holding a shovel is completely false, but that's not the premise of the sentence. And that's what a performative is. Now, it so happens that this is used quite a bit. And I've seen it a lot, especially in politicians. I'd like to begin with one of my favorite lies of all times, and one that you may well know from Bill Clinton when he was president.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Was that stunning or what? We just heard three powerful performatives right in a row. I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relationships with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. What he said was technically true. I want to say this again. I didn't have sex with that woman. Well, he did. He was saying it again. He was being completely honest, except for the minor part about the big lie part. But from a pure linguistic and logical, philosophical perspective, he was telling the truth. Let's finish this with a few recent presidents and other people who use performatives without any judgment on whether these people are telling the truth or not.
And I want to say this to the television audience. I made my mistakes.
I just want to tell you that when we negotiate, as I say, on my side, I've got $22 billion.
And the American people have got to understand this, that this program won't go forward.
And I want everybody to understand that this is a jobs issue.